Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin, daf Samaches. We are going to begin today the fourth parak of Maseches Chulin, which is particularly noteworthy because we're no longer in Elitrefus. So that part is now behind us. Today we are going to discuss the concept of a ben pakua. So what's a ben pakua? Ben pakua is an animal, it's a baby animal that's found inside a mother that was given a kasher shechita. So the halacha is, the Torah tells us, that if you have an animal that's found inside an animal that has a kasher shechita, that baby animal does not require its own shechita. The shechita of the mother is good enough to cover the baby animal that's found inside. So that's applicable whether the fetus is excised through a C-section, whether the fetus is taken out through a C-section, whether the fetus is born naturally somehow after the animal's death. The halacha is, so long as the animal is, as the mother animal receives a kasher shechita, the baby animal is kasher to eat without a shechita. So midaraisa, that halacha applies for however long a ben pakua lives. So you could have a baby animal that's literally walking around the pen just like the other animals, and it could grow and mature to be a regular-sized adult animal. And midaraisa, you would be able to eat that baby animal without a shechita, because that animal would retain its status as a ben pakua on account of the mother shechita many years ago. However, midrabanan, the rabbanan were gozer, that the status of a ben pakua is eliminated, it evaporates, so to speak, once the baby animal puts its four legs on the ground and starts to walk around. Why? Because the Rabbanan were afraid if we would allow you to eat this ben pakua without a shechita, then you might come to eat other mature animals without a shechita, because there's nothing physical or physically inherent to this animal that distinguishes it as a ben pakua. So again, the halacha is a ben pakua. If you have the animal that's found inside the mother animal received the kasher shechita, that animal is able to be eaten. For whatever reason, this perek starts out without the basic. It doesn't start out by presenting to us the basic halacha. In fact, this mishnah we won't see until next week, a mishnah that says a ben pakua, the child that's found inside the mother animal, if the mother animal has a kasher shechita, the child does not need a kasher shechita. For whatever reason, this mishnah starts off with the more exotic cases, where you have the mother, which is shechted, and you have a fetus inside the mother, but then you have the fetus doing some funky things, like the fetus sticks out its head from the womb before the mother dies. Is that considered that the fetus was born before the mother was shechted? The fetus sticks out one of its forelegs before the mother dies, before the mother shechted. So again, is that considered a leida or not? And today in particular, we're going to discuss, are you allowed to eat that part of the baby animal that the baby animal stuck outside the mother's womb before the mother received the kasher shechita? So even though the basic halacha is that of ben pakua, for whatever reason, this mishnah is going to start off with the more fun cases. So and that discussion is basically going to carry us through the balance of today's daf. So again, samaches amud aleph all the way at the top. So behema hamakasha leilid. So if you have a behema which is experiencing a difficult labor, the Mefarshim explained that this is true whether or not the labor is difficult. It doesn't have to be dafka, a case of a difficult labor, but the Mishnah speaks about the stam situation, that generally the case where you have a fetus which is poking appendages out of an animal, it's a symbol that the mother animal is having a slightly difficult labor. So that's what we're talking about. So behema makasha leilid. So you have a behema which is engaged in a slightly difficult labor, va'otzia uber es yado, and the fetus sticks out its hand from the womb, ve'chziro, and then retracts its hand and brings the foreleg back inside the womb, mutter ba'achila. The fetus is mutter ba'achila with the shechita of the mother, because it has the status of a ben pakua. I might think that it ruined its status of a ben pakua because it was a wise guy and stuck its foreleg out of the mother's womb before the mother was shechted. Comes along the Mishnah and tells me, no, it still remains a ben pakua, it retains its status. However, hotzias rosho, if the fetus stuck its head out of the womb before the mother was shechted, afal pishech zero, even though the fetus later retracts its head and brings it back inside the womb, hareze kiyalud. Now it's already considered as if the animal was born. And says Rashi, v'su lo mahanyele shechitas imo, and the shechita of the mother no longer helps. V'tzarech shchita la'atzmo, and it requires its own shchita, im nimtza chai. V'im nimtza meis, areyu nevela. So Rashi points out the obvious, that if the fetus is found alive, then the shchita of the mother doesn't help, because the fetus is considered to have been born when it stuck out its head prior to the mother's shchita. And of course, if the fetus is found dead inside the mother's womb, well, then it has the status of a nevela, it has the status of a regular dead animal. So it just happens to be on this concept of ben pakua. Rav Yosef Engel has a chakira, what exactly the halach is by ben pakua. Is it that the shechita of the mother helps for the child, and we view the child as if it were shechted itself? Or maybe the Torah's mechadesh adin, that the uber, that the child is mutter ba'achila, even without shechita? And what's the nafkamina? So the nafkamina is, what happens if somehow surgically you were able to shecht the fetus inside the mother's womb? So is the fetus mutter la'achila on account of its shechita or not? If the status of a ben pakua is that it is mutter la'achila because it's considered to be as if it was shechted agav the shechita of the mother, then certainly if you perform a shechita on the fetus itself, should be even better. However, if the Torah is mechadish to us a halacha that by a ben pakua, the shechita of the mother is good for the son, and the son doesn't require a shechita, then I don't have a raya that a shechita inside the womb is going to be a valid shechita, because the heter achil of a ben pakua has nothing to do with the fact that it itself is shechted. It has to do with the fact that that the shechita of the mother, for whatever reason, goes on the child as well. Okay, so says the Mishnah now weiter. So we're four lines down. So choteich me'ubar shebemeyel, if you cut off a part of the fetus and then leave it in its mother's womb, then mutter ba'achila, it's going to be mutter ba'achila once you shech the mother. So in other words, it's not going to have a status of Eiver Menachai or whatever, or nevela, that even though you physically cut off part of the fetus, so long as you've left it in the womb, once you shech the mother, it's going to have the status of ben pakua, just like the rest of the animal, as if you left it whole. So mina tochol umina kloyos, if however you cut off part of the spleen of the mother animal, or part of the kidneys of the mother animal itself, then usur ba'achila, then that's going to be usur ba'achila. In other words, Rashi points out, even though you left them in the animal, the spleen or the kidney, which has been cut off from the mother animal, is not going to be mutter with the shechita of the mother animal, because the shechita of the mother animal only helps for that which is still inside and attached to the mother animal. If you cut off part of the kidney or part of the spleen, then that's not going to be kosher with the shechita of the mother. Rashi says, why do we talk about the kidney and the spleen? Because we're obviously talking where you cut off organs which don't render the mother animal a trefa. Because guess what? If you were to cut off some of the vital organs which render the mother animal a trefa, then not only would you not allow to be able to eat those parts of the animal when you shuck the mother, you wouldn't be allowed to eat any part of the mother when you shuck the mother, because the animal would be considered a trefa. That's why we're talking about where you cut off the spleen and the kidney, non-vital organs for the purposes of trefa. But even though you're not rendering the animal a trefa, the shechita of the mother is not good to cover these parts of the animal because they've already been separated from the mother. Says the Mishnah now, it concludes with a general rule. So zeh klal, dover shegufa aser, v'she'enu gufa mutter. Something which is part of the animal, if you cut off part of the animal itself and leave it inside, that's going to be usur, even after the shechita of the mother. If you have something that's not part of the animal, and you cut it off and leave it inside, i.e. part of the fetus, which you cut off and leave inside the animal, that's going to be mutter with the shechita of the mother. Okay, so says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, ve'ever atzmo usur. So what have we said? We had said that if you have the baby that's in the mother, and the baby sticks out a foreleg, and then pulls the foreleg back, so the baby is allowed to be eaten without a shechita. It has the halachic status of a ben pakua. So the Gemara says, well, hang on, when the Mishnah says that the baby is allowed to be eaten, does it mean that the entire fetus is allowed to be eaten? What about the part of the fetus that the fetus stuck outside the mother's womb? So it says, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, ve'ever atzmo usur. The foreleg itself that the fetus stuck out of the mother's womb, that's going to be usur. Maitaima di'amar kra. Why? Because the pasuk says, Ubasar basode treifa lo sochelu. That if you have a basar basode treifa, you are not allowed to eat that. What's the raya that you're not allowed to eat this part of the animal that was stuck out of the womb? We're not talking about a treifa. Says Rashi, klomar chutz lemechitzaso. Dahainu lavir. In other words, what's the idea of a basar basada treifa? It's that anything that leaves its designated space has the halachic status of a treifa and it's asar biachila. The designated space for this fetus is the womb of the mother because the fetus is not ready to be born yet. So if the fetus sticks an aver outside the womb of the mother, that's considered to be like part of an animal that leaves its mechitza. When the part of the animal leaves its mechitza, it is going to become usur la us. It's going to become usur biachila. And Rashi continues, sharechem zeh havile mechitza latiro b'shchita. The rechem, the womb, is the demarcation line. That's the space. That's the place where the child becomes mutter to eat with the shchita of the mother. The kibin sheyotza, and since this part of the animal left the space, hareyu katrefa, it's considered to be a trefa v'lo soklu, and you're not allowed to eat it. V'chol mi sheyesh la mechitza v'yotza kegom basar kotrim sheyotza nami mehaikra nafkalon. Rashi points out that we learn a lot of halachas from this concept, from this pasuk, ovu basar basada trefa, means that anything which is found in a place where it's not supposed to be becomes usur. If you have the foreleg of the fetus, which is supposed to be only inside the womb, it's found outside the womb, it becomes usur la'achila. If you have a behema of kachim that's supposed to be only in the Beis HaMikdash and it goes outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's a psul of yosei that we also learn from this pasuk. But the point is, says Rav Yudah Marav, the foreleg that the animal stuck outside the fetus, outside the womb of its mother, is going to be usur ba'achila. Says the Gemara, Kivan sheyatza basar chutz mechitzaso nesar. Once the basar leaves the mechitza, it becomes asur. Okay, so says the Gemara now weiter. So behema makasha leled. If a behema was having difficulty giving birth, ba'utzia uber es yado ve'chzira. And the uber, the fetus, sticks out its foreleg and then retracts it. So mutter ba'achila. So all it says in the Mishnah is mutter ba'achila. So my lav a'aver, doesn't it mean that even the aver, even the foreleg that the animal stuck out is also mutter ba'achila? Says the Gemara, lo, a'uber, no. What it means is that even though the uber stuck out its foreleg, if it retracted it, the uber is still mutter ba'achila. So says the Gemara, Iya Uber, my Ariach Zira, Filo Zirunami. Says the Gemara, well, hang on, if we're talking about the Uber itself, then why do we make the case in the Mishnah that the behema stuck its foreleg out of the womb and then pulled it back in? If you're talking to me about the halachic status, the permissibility of the Uber, so even if the Uber didn't pull the foreleg back in, it should still be good, because why should the fact that the foreleg came out of the womb make the entire Uber usur? It should totally follow the status of, is the animal considered to have been born? And we know that when the fetus sticks the foreleg out of the womb, it's not considered to have been born. Therefore, why in the world would I think that it's usur? So says the Gemara, so hu adin afal gav delo achziru, you're right. The halacha is that the rest of the animal would be mutter, even if the animal never retracted its foreleg and brought it back inside the womb. The idi deka boy miste seifa hotzias rosho. And the reason that we say echziro is because in the seifa where we say hotzias rosho afal pish echziro reyu ki yolud, in the seifa where we have a chiddush that if the animal sticks out its head, even though it ultimately retracts its head and brings it back into the womb, it's still considered to be like it was birthed, like it was born. Tananami resha, zero. So also in the resha, we say zero. Also in the resha, we talk about a case where the animal sticks out its foreleg and then brings its foreleg back into the womb. However, in the resha, when we say it's mutter ba'achila, we don't mean that the aver itself is mutter ba'achila. We mean that the animal is mutter ba'achila. The aver that was stuck out of the animal, however, is going to be usur ba'achila. So says the Gemara, the seifa mai kamashmalan. However, the second part of the Mishnah, what exactly is the chiddush of that part of the Mishnah? The kivan de yotza rosho havi leleida, So the chiddush is that once the animal stuck its head out of the womb, that's considered to be a leida, and it's considered to be a leida, and therefore the animal is considered to have been born, even if the animal then brings its head back into the womb. Is that really the chiddush of the second part of the Mishnah? That can't possibly be the chiddush. Why? Because we already know this halacha. Tanina, because we have a brisa. Ezo bechar lenachla. What is a bechar for nachla purposes? Ve'eno bechar lekohanim, but is not considered to be a bechar for kohanim, meaning for the din of pidyon haben. So it says, haba achar nefalim, that if you have a fetus which is born after a series of miscarriages, then the halacha is that legabe nachla, legabe getting pishnayim as a bechor, that bechor is the bechor, because there are no surviving older siblings. However, legabe the halacha, does it require a pidyon haben, such a child born after a miscarriage or a series of miscarriages does not require pidyon haben, because the pidyon haben is required for peter rechem, is only for the firstborn. This, even though it's the first surviving child, there were other fetuses that were born through miscarriage, and therefore it's not considered to be a peter rechem. There is no halacha, there is no requirement of pidyon haben. So says the Gemara, af al pi sheyotza rosho chai, even though one of the nephels, one of the nephalim, may have stuck its head out alive, o ben tes sheyotza rosho mace. Or if you have a fully formed fetus that stuck its head out when it was already dead. So says the Gemara, oh wait, hang on a second. Taima de rosho mace. The reason that the fetus is not considered to have been the Bechor Lenachla is because it stuck out its head at the time it was dead. Harosho chai. However, if the head of the fetus that ultimately was a nephel stuck at its head while it was still alive, then haba achra bechor lenachla nami lo havi, then the child that's born afterwards wouldn't even be considered to be a bechor lenachla. And the reason is because because when the nephel sticks its head out, it will be considered a leida, it will be considered a valid birth. And if when the nephel sticks its head out, it's considered as if the nephel is born. So even after the nephel dies, when the second surviving child is born, that child is not even the bechor lenachla. That's not considered to be a bechor for the purpose of determining the Yerusha, because you already have an older sibling that's considered born. The child was a stillborn. The child was miscarried. How can you say it was born? Because before the child experienced the miscarriage, because before the miscarriage occurred, the child stuck his head out while he was alive. So the point is, and this has nothing to do with animals, obviously, and the Gemara is going to point that out, but the point is, we already have a Mishnah in Bechoros that teaches me, Legabe Hilchas Bechora, that the sticking out of a head of a live creature, of a live thing, it's considered as if the entire thing was born. Vaharaya, you have a baby that sticks its head out when it's alive, and then later it dies, it's considered as if it was born, and the child that comes after is no longer considered to be a Bechor Lenachla. So therefore, what is the chiddush of the second part of our Mishnah, where it teaches me that if the animal sticks its head out and then pulls it back in, that it's not able to be eaten on account of its status of a Ben Pakua? Of course it's not a Ben Pakua, because it's already considered born once it sticks its head out. How do I know? Because by a human it's considered born once it sticks its head out. So says the Gemara, and if you want to tell me, well, maybe I need both sources, because the Mishnah Bechoros is teaching me the halacha by a human. And now this Mishnah in Maseches Chulin is teaching me the halacha of a behema, the Adam and behema, the lo yalif, that otherwise, I wouldn't know to compare the halacha by a person and by a behema. Dein pruzder lebehema, that I couldn't learn an adam. I couldn't learn the case of adam from a case of behema, because the behema doesn't have a birth canal. So maybe just the metzius, the status is very different by a behema and by an adam. Ubehema my adam lo yalfa, and I also can't learn the halacha that applies by a behema from a human being. The chashiv parts of panim didei, because what renders a human being so special? Because because a human being has parts of Panim. A human being has, every person has his own or her own specific and personal countenance. Everybody looks different, unlike an animal, where all the animals look the same. So therefore, I might think I cannot learn a behemah from an adam. I cannot learn an adam from a behemah. And therefore, even though I learn the halacha that sticking out a head is considered to be birth by an animal, I still need to learn that halacha of sticking out a head is considered to be birth by a human, and vice versa. But hanami tanina. But we also learn as follows, that shilya sheyatzasa miktsasa, if you have an amniotic sac, that part of it came out, it's asura b'achila, asura b'achila, it's asur b'achila, kesimen vlad b'isha, kach simen vlad b'behema, because a simen vlad, a simen of birth by a woman, is the same thing as a simen of birth by an animal. So if you're going to tell me that, why do I need this Mishnah to teach me the halacha about sticking out the head, because I wouldn't have learned it from a human being, not so, because we know that the simanim of birth by a human are the same as the simanim of birth by an animal. So what chiddush are you telling me in the second part of our Mishnah, where we say that if it sticks out its head and then brings it back, it's not considered to be a ben pakua, loses its status. I already know it's pashut that it's considered to be born. Says the Gemara, I amrit bishlam echziru de reisha dafka. So if you want to say that the echziru of the reisha is dafka, that when we say in the reisha that it stuck its foreleg out and then brought it back in, that's dafka that it brought it back in, tana seifa to reisha. Then I understand why we learned the seifa, because once in the reisha we learn a case of achziro. In other words, the halacha and the reisha that we learn is, if the animal sticks its foreleg out and then brings it back, that the rest of the animal is mutter, even though it stuck its foreleg out. However, we're going to learn the seifa to the reisha, but if it stuck its head out, even though it brings it back, then it's still going to be yasser. Eli amrit lav de reisha dafka v'lav de seifa dafka v'amalei lebistei klal. However, if the chzira of the reisha is lav dafka, because what you're telling me is the rest of the animal, the rest of the fetus is going to be kosher la'achila, even if the animal left its foreleg dangling out, so then the word vechziro in the reisha is lav dafka. That I don't need it, because the same halacha for the rest of the fetus would apply even if the foreleg was hanging out. The chzira of the seifa by sticking the head out is also lav dafka. Lav dafka means it's not necessary, because I know the halacha that sticking out a head is considered to be a birth already from the Mishnah in Bechoros. In that case, I don't need the entire Mishnah. So the entire Mishnah is superfluous, says Rashi. And that says the Gemara is going to be a big problem. So says the Gemara. Lo liolam auber. Really, when we say that when the fetus sticks out its leg and then brings it back, it's mutter, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to eat that aver, that foreleg that the fetus stuck out. It means only that you're allowed to eat the ubar generally. Uchad yamar Rav Nachman, and like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, Mal nitzrucha ela lamakom chatach, hachanami lo nitzrucha ela lamakom chatach. So what it does is it teaches us about the makom chatach. So what's the makom chatach? So we have to look at Rashi. So Rashi over here, about 8-10 lines up from the bottom, says liolam mutter diktania uber. When we say that it's mutter, it means that the fetus is mutter. But the kashalan chazara mayahani. And if we're going to ask, well, if we're talking about the rest of the fetus and we're not talking about the permissibility of the aver, then why are we talking about a case where the aver is brought back into the rechem? Even if the aver is left hanging out of the rechem, the rest of the animal is still fine. Says Rashi, there's still a nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? It helps lamakom chatach mahani, to the place of cutting, of incision. What does that mean? Dimlo hichzer, because if the animal does not bring its foreleg back into the womb, tzorich laniach mimasha bifnim letzad achitzon ulechotcho, that you have to chop off a little bit more of the foreleg above the area where the foreleg was sticking out, and that part is also aser. Shemokom chatoch abdolas achitzon upnimi aser mneishu omed al sfas harechem, because that place that's slightly above the part of the limb that was dangling outside the rechem, outside the womb, that's like on the base of rechem, it's like on the edge of the rechem, and therefore even that part of the leg, a little bit above the part that was hanging out, is going to be aser. V'lo karinam be'behema be'behema de la betzochu, and it's not considered to be a behema that was in the mother, because it's not in the mother, it was sort of outside the mother. Avalach zero. However, if the animal brought its foreleg back into the womb, ein tzorech lachto l'tzad pnim ela mitzamtzei mechotech mokom chatoch mutter. However, if the animal brought its leg back inside, then we still the halach is yes, the aver is going to be usher. But where is the aver usher from? Only from the exact point at which it was hanging out of the rechem. So Rashi says there's no reason to aser even the makam chatach. So to sum up, the rest of the animal, what we're talking about when we say it's mutar l'achila, we mean the rest of the animal. The part of the aver, the limb that was stuck out of the animal, is definitely going to be aser. In that case, why are we talking that the limb was brought back in? Even if the limb remains hanging outside, the rest of the animal should still be mutter. The nafkamina is, do I have to cut off a little bit more of the limb? If the limb remains hanging outside, then I have to cut off a little bit more of the limb. That's called makam chatach in the language of the Gemara. If the limb is brought back inside, then I don't have to cut off any additional part of the limb. So says the Gemara now, tashma, behema makasha leleid. If you have a behema which is in a difficult labor, hotzi uber es yado, if the uber sticks out its foreleg, vichzira, and retracts it, the achar kach shachat as imo, and after that you shach the mother, mutter ba'achila, it's going to be mutter ba'achila. Shachat as imo, the achar kach echzira, however, if you shechted the mother, and then after that the fetus pulled back its foreleg, aser ba'achila, then it's going to be aser ba'achila. Hotzi es yado v'chatcho, if it stuck out its foreleg and you chopped off the foreleg, v'acher kach shachar asimo, and after that you shechted its mother, shebechutz tamei v'aser, what's outside is going to be tamei and it's aser. Why? Because it's called Aver Menachai, so you're not allowed to eat that. And Aver Menachai is metame, just like an avela is metame. V'shebifnim taru mutter, and what's left inside is going to be tar, and it's mutter l'achila once you shech the mother. Shachat es imo v'acher kach chatcho. However, if you shechted the mother first, and then after that cut off the part of the limb that was sticking outside, habasar magen avela, divrei Reb Meir, that Reb Meir says, flipping over to Samachesim Abayz, that the foreleg which was outside still conveys tuma like an avela. Why? Because it's still considered to be aver menachai. However, v'chachamim omrim maga treifa shchuta. The chachamim say no, it's not an avela, it's a treifa shchuta. Meaning the shchita of the mother works so that it doesn't have a tumas nevela, but it's called a treifa because you're not allowed to eat it. That's what Rashi says. Maga treifa shchuta she'ever ayotze adayinu mechuber b'sha shchita. It's still mechuber afal pi shein shchita matirasa ba'achila. And even though the shchita of the mother doesn't render it mutter la'achila, mitarasa midei nevela ketreifa, it's mitar midei nevela, just like a treifa, sheshchitasa mitarasa, that the shchita is mitarit, and it doesn't become tamei like a nevela. V'tamayim mefarish masisin l'kaimon, we're going to learn the reason in a couple of days. Farish mepirkim mitreifa shchuta, mai maga shayach l'meimar ba, umefarish shetreifa shchuta mitameis mekdoshim midrabanan. So why do we even talk about maga treifa shchuta, if a treifa is not metame? The answer is because it's metame by certain kachim. Okay, but the point is, says the Gemara, second line now, katani miya resha. What do we say in the resha? Hotzi uber es yado vechzira, that if the uber sticks out its foreleg and then retracts it, v'yakarkach shachat es imo, and after that you shech the mother, mutter b'achila, then it's mutter to eat it. Samai lav aever. Doesn't it mean that it's mutter to eat the foreleg? Even the foreleg that had been stuck out of the animal, you're allowed to eat because it was retracted back inside the womb before you shechted the mother. So says the Gemara, lo, ubar. No, it means that you're allowed to eat the rest of the fetus, but you're not allowed to eat the foreleg that was sticking out of the animal. Says the Gemara, ia ubar, but if it's the ubar, ema seifa, shachat es imo, if you first shechted the mother, v'acher kach hechziro, and after that, the fetus pulled back its foreleg, aser ba'achila, that it's aser ba'achila. So what's aser ba'achila? The ia uber, and if it's talking about the entire fetus itself, the status of the entire kid, am I aser? Why is it aser? Why would the fetus be yasser? There is no halacha that if the limb was left outside, then the entire fetus is going to be yasser. The fetus is going to be mutter. Says the Gemara. Well, we don't mean the entire fetus. Kedem Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lo nitzrucha ela lamakam chatach. Hakanami lo nitzrucha ela lamakam chatach. We don't mean to say that the entire fetus is yasser. What we mean to say is, if the limb was left hanging outside, then you know what's usur? Not the entire uber, but also the place on the leg, on the foreleg, that's a little bit higher than the part that was dangling outside. Because that's the place that was opposite the entrance to the womb. However, if it pulled its leg back in, then the aver is still going to be usur itself, but only until the exact place that was hanging outside. The rest of the leg above the place that was hanging outside is going to be mutter. Says the Gemara, Eini, that's not the case. When Avimi came from Bechazoi, he brought a brisa in his hand. That parsa, that if you have a hoof, hichzir, achol, and it pulls back the hoof, then you're allowed to eat it. Prasos hichzir achol. So, and if you have hooves that were sticking out of the womb and then they were pulled back into the womb, then you're allowed to eat them. So says the Gemara, my lav hichzir parsa achol parsa. Doesn't it mean that if there was a hoof sticking out and then it pulled the hoof back in, then when it says that you're allowed to eat it, it means you're even allowed to eat the hoof, meaning you're even allowed to eat the aver that was sticking outside the womb? Says the Gemara, lo hichzir parsa achol ubar. No, if it pulls the hoof back, then you're allowed to eat the entire fetus. Says the Gemara, e ubar my iri hichzir afilo lo tsunami. The permissibility of the ubar is not dependent on whether it pulls its hoof back. Even if the leg is still hanging out, as long as the rest of the fetus is inside, you're allowed to eat the rest of the fetus when you shech the mother animal. So why are we talking about that the ubar is only going to be mutter if the animal pulls its hoof back? Says the Gemara, same answer. No, in other words, again, we're talking about the halacha. If the parsa, if the hoof remains outside the animal, then not only is the part that was hanging outside usur, but even the makam chatach, even a little bit higher on the leg, is going to be usur. However, if the animal pulls its hoof back inside, then only the part that was hanging outside is going to be yasser. Every part above that part on the leg of the animal is going to be mutter. So says the Gemara, Vatre Kroi Nasivla. So says the Gemara, and Rashi explains, Parso su parsa, vilamokam chatoch medamish mashminim bechada, demechzira achol vim lavlote echol huadin latre. Says the Gemara, if all you want to teach me is the halacha, that if the limb remains hanging outside, then I have to excise, I have to cut out also the makam chatoch, and that part's also asur. But if it pulls the limb back in, then only the part that was physically hanging out of the womb is going to be usur, but the rest of the leg is going to be mutter. So why do I need to learn that in two cases? One case where the animal sticks one hoof out, and in another case where the animal sticks two hooves out. It should be the same, and the same halacha applies regardless. So why are you teaching me both cases? Says the Gemara, my lav chad le'ever v'chad le'mokam chatach. So is it not to teach me, one is to teach me the halacha by the ever itself, the other is to teach me the halacha by mokam chatach. Says the Gemara, lo chad le'mokam chatach, one is to teach me the halacha by mokam chatach, v'chad le'kalot bimei para. And the other is to teach me the halacha of a creature with joined hooves, which is found in a para. And what do we know about a para? We know about a para because a para is a kosher animal, of course, that a para has split hooves. But the problem is, what happens if you find a fetus with unsplit hooves, with joined hooves, inside a para? V'aliba de Reb Shimon, and it's according to Reb Shimon, Demar Reb Shimon, kolot ben para. If you have a creature with joined hooves that's found inside of a para, which should come with split hooves, then asur, then it's going to be asur. And hanimili echad yatzal avira olam. That's only if the creature with the joined hooves was actually born. Aval bimei imo shari. However, if it is, however, if it's still in the womb of its mother, then it's going to be mutter. And if you look in Rashi about halfway down says, Dibur HaMaskel Chad L'Mokam Chatach says like this, that prosos hichsir l'mishri makam chatach b'chazara, that v'chad l'mishri uber sheprosos of klutos k'gamol, that it comes to permit an uber whose hooves are joined like a camel, v'nimsa b'mei parah v'aliba d'Rab Shimon itzricha, t'chsavar kolod ben tohora b'becharos, because he holds that this type of animal is kosher so long as it was never really born. That gamol shtei pamim, echad gamol shenola min a gamla, v'echad gamol shenola min a parah, v'ashmin an acha dim nimsa b'tocha mode d'shari, Dachi kamar uber she'en lo ela parsa. When it says uber she'en lo ela, when it talks about the parsa, it doesn't mean the parsa that's hanging out. It means that if you have an uber with only one parsa, why? Because it doesn't have split hooves. It has only one hoof. Then she'en parsos of stukos achol veichzer dereisha lav dafka. So when you talk about hichzer, it's lav dafka, because the halacha that the Gemara is trying to teach us has nothing to do with bringing the hoof back into the womb. The halacha, one halacha teaches us makam chatach, right, like we've been saying for the past half an amud. The other halacha teaches us that, the other reference in the Mishnah teaches us, rather, that if you have an animal with joined hooves, which is found inside a parah, so long as that animal was not actually born, if it was never yotzei l'avir olam, you are allowed to eat that animal in accordance with the halacha of Rabbi Shimon. So says the Gemara now, Vayter. We're about halfway down. So Ula Amar Rav Yochanan says, Ve'ever atzmo mutter. And he says, no, the aver itself is going to be mutter. So says the Gemara, Amarle Rav Yuda Le'ula Varavish Muldamri Tavayu Ever Atzmo Aser. So now again, we're talking about the Aver that was stuck out of the womb of the animal. So you have Ula saying in the name of Rav Yochanan that the Aver itself is mutter. We just spent 3/4 of a blot trying to say that the Aver itself is definitely Aser. The only thing that's mutter is the rest of the fetus, and then we made this nafkamina about the makam chatach, depending on whether it kept its animal, whether it kept its limb outside or whether it brought its limb inside. How could you say v'ravishmul damri tavayu aver atzma aser? V'ravishmul say that the aver itself is aser la'achila. Samar le man yav le me'afra the ravishmul amalina anayin. Who could give us the afer of ravishmul and we would fill our eyes with it? This is a strange saying for nowadays, but it's a saying of respect. In other words, respect to Rav Shmuel, Ella Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan. But this is what Rav Yochanan says: Hakol Hayu Bechlal Baser Basada Treifa Lo Sochelu. Everything would be included in the general iser of Baser Basada Treifa Lo Sochelu. Kishapirut La Kasev Gabe Chata Sheyatzah Chutz LaMechitzasa VeChazra Aser. However, in other words, I know that there's a psul yotzei because the pasuk says baser basada treifa lo sochelu. Why do I need a special pasuk to teach me that if I have a korban chatas which leaves its mechitza? And again, we had said previously that the halach of kachim that go chutz mechitzasam, we also learn the iser from baser basada treifa lo sochelu. So why do I need a special pasuk by chatas that leaves its mechitza the chazra and then goes back? Usser, it should be that it's usser. Chatasu deparat rachmanaba. Ah, because it's only by a chatas, by kachim, which are so holy that once they leave, they're going to be usser even if they come back. Aval kol mile kivan dehadur shari. However, everything else besides chatas, sure, it's kachim. But everything else besides kachim, once it comes back to its proper place, it's going to be mutter. What does it mean it's going to be mutter? Even the aver that left its proper place is going to be mutter. And that's where Rav Yochanan argues on Rav Shmuel. And Rav Yochanan says that if an animal sticks out its foreleg and then brings it back, since the foreleg was brought back into the womb, even that foreleg is going to be mutter. Says the Gemara now Vayter. So Meisve, Baser Basada Treifa Lo Sochelu. That you're not allowed to eat basar besada treifa. So mal tamalomar. So what's the chiddush? Lefisha matzina b'maiser sheni ubebikurim shafal pisha yatzu chutzl mechitzasam v'chazrum mutarim. That because we find by maiser sheni and bikurim, even though they leave their mechitza, they leave their designated space. Once they come back, they are mutter. Yachal av zekein. I might think that also in this case, a basar besada treifa
If it leaves and then comes back, it's going to be mutter. Tamalomar treifa. So Kamash Malana comes to teach me that no, by an animal, once it leaves, it's permanently disqualified. So my Talmuda. So what's the limud over here? So Maraba ketreifa. What's the limud? The limud is that it says basar basadeh, which is again where we learn that an animal belongs only in its mechitza. When it leaves its mechitza, it's invalidated. And what do we say? Basar basadeh. Treifa. It's a treifa. Now, what do we know about a treifa? That a treifa, a treifa, we know that once it becomes a treifa, it has no heter. Av basar, also, basar, also the meat, once it leaves its mechitza, it no longer has a heter. It is no longer a mutter ba'achila. So, over here we see that once the foreleg leaves the womb, it's asur, even if it's brought back. And that's against what Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Tiyufta de Ula, Tiyufta. You're right, it's a kasha on Ula. So Amar Mar, Lafisha Matsina b'maiser sheni b'bikurim. So let's just analyze this prior brisa for a second. So we had said, because we find by Maiser sheni and b'kurim that if it leaves its mechitza and then comes back, it's going to be mutter. I might think the same halacha applies by an animal, kamash malan, by an animal, not so. Once part of the animal leaves its mechitza, it remains invalid, even if it's ultimately brought back inside the mechitza. How do I know the halacha of maaser sheni and bikurim, though? So, lefisha matzinu b'maaser sheni b'bikurim hecha matzinu. How do I know this? Tichziv lo sucha lechol b'sharecha maaser degancha. B'sharecha de lo sechol. That it's only b'sharecha that you're not allowed to eat it. Aval yatzu chutzal mechitzasa mechazru mutarin. However, if it leaves the mechitza and then comes back, it's going to be mutter. That's how I know the halacha by maaser sheni. B'marova masnu achi in Eretz Yisrael, they learn like this. Rav Ashi Amar, yesh leida leivarim. That there is leida, there is something considered to a birth by a varim. Rav Yochanan Amar, ein leida leivarim. And Rav Yochanan says, ein leida leivarim. So in other words, yesh leida leivarim, Rashi says, means, aver sheyatza reyu aver ki yolod, tesulo mahani lechazar. It's considered that the aver was born, and therefore, even if the aver is then pulled back into the animal, it's not good, because it's too late, the cat's out of the bag, it's already considered to be born. However, Rav Yochanan says, that ein leida leivarim, meaning, umahani lechazara, and therefore, if the aver is brought back into the womb, then it's going to be fine. So my benayu. So what's the difference between the lishna de marava and the lishna kama? What's the difference between both between the two versions over here? So ika benayu lemeser miut aver shebifnim. So what the difference is, are we going to say that the miut aver that's left inside is still going to be usher? What does that mean? So it says Rashi, second wide line, lemesar miut aver im yatsa rubo v'nishar miut. So let's say most of the aver came outside the womb, but part of the aver is left inside the womb. So the Lishna Basra, the Nakat Lashon Leda, according to the Lishna Basra, according to the Lashon of Marava, who spoke about the birth of a limb. So in that case, it's going to be usher. Have a yellow de mitzar kule. Because the point is, once rove of the limb comes out, it's as if the whole limb is born. And once the whole limb is born outside the animal, that entire limb is going to be usher. Even though only a majority of it was actually sticking out, the status of its being born covers the entire limb. However, Lishnakama, however, according to the first law, Shon Lanesar Elahayotse, because if you're going to formulate the halacha in terms of yotze, then only that part of the limb that actually left its mechitza is going to be usher. The rest of it is going to be mutter. If you're not going to formulate the halacha in terms of the concept of yotze, but rather you're going to formulate the halacha in terms of the concept of leida, then there's no such thing as a partial birth. So once a majority of the aver comes out, it's considered to be as if the entire aver was born. Therefore, even though the part that's left in the animal is going to be usser. Okay, so let's stop over here. The rabbi's back tomorrow. He'll pick up here two lines up from the wide lines.